automation already plays a central role at Amazon's huge warehouses. Devices tell workers which direction to walk to pick up a package from a shelf. And there are signs that technology is at least easing the company's voracious appetite for warehouse workers. Last holiday season, it hired fewer temporary workers than in the previous year, and last quarter, its headcount was up 12%, the lowest rise in years. Amazon isn't trying to turn warehouse pickers into software engineers. Rather, its new program aims to move a large swath of workers up one or two rungs on the skills ladder, turning warehouse floor workers into IT technicians and low-level coders into data scientists. Ms. Williams said the retraining initiative was building on existing education programs at the company. Software engineering classes will be available for corporate employees without technical backgrounds, she said. Ms. Williams said in an interview, "When automation comes in, it changes the nature of work, but there are still pieces of work that will be done by people. You have the opportunity to upskill that population so they can, for example, work with robots." Amazon's announcement met with some skepticism from experts. They noted that American companies had long spent less on training than their European counterparts, and that when they did offer training, it was usually for college-educated, white-collar workers. Amazon's most prominent retraining program has had only modest adoption internally. In 2012, Amazon started a program called Career Choice to provide up to $12,000 in tuition and other costs for hourly employees to get certificates or associate degrees in high-demand fields like healthcare. Even though hundreds of thousands of people have worked at Amazon's warehouses since the program started, only about 25,000 have participated. Even if the retraining effort succeeds, some workers are bound to lose out. Not every one of them will be able to find a better job. A report at the McKinsey Global Institute, published on Thursday, analyzed the impact of automation and the clustering of skilled workers in geographic hubs. The research paper concluded that 25 cities and high-growth hubs could generate 60% of the job growth in the United States through 2030. The 54 trailing cities and rural areas, where one-fourth of Americans live, could have no growth in jobs. Mark Murrow, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, who recently wrote a report on automation and the workforce, said increased training would, like higher wages, benefit workers. But he cautioned that there was no guarantee those policies would last when the economy cooled. And he said that if Amazon did expect large job cuts in the future, offering training now would be a savvy public relations move. He said, "A less benign view of it is you're pushing a lot of stuff out publicly at a moment where you know there's going to be a real serious human accounting in the coming years. It's also good marketing now at a time when you're beginning to contemplate major staffing changes."